faculty adoption behavior as a system driver. Framing the problem. Course material systems begin with a single input, the faculty adoption. Every downstream outcome depends on what is selected, when it is submitted, and how it is structured. The bookstore does not determine which materials are required. It responds to what is adopted. Students do not determine what materials are required. They respond to what is assigned. This creates a directional flow that is often misunderstood. The system does not begin at the point of sale or sourcing. It begins at the point of selection, where the range of possible outcomes is first defined and set in motion. What an adoption actually does. An adoption does more than identify a title. It establishes the conditions under which materials will be made available. The selection determines format, edition, and supplier options, shaping what can be sourced, how it can be delivered, and what it will cost. Two courses that appear similar in the course catalog can produce very different outcomes based on what is adopted. One may support multiple sourcing strategies, a range of formats, and price points that give students realistic options. Another may produce conditions where the store has limited ability to source competitively, students have few alternatives, and price becomes a barrier before access is ever attempted. These differences originate at the point of adoption and carry forward through every subsequent step. At that point, the system is no longer defining possibilities, it is operating within them. Timing as a secondary variable. Adoption timing influences availability, but it operates within the constraints the adoption itself has already established. An adoption submitted early can still produce limited outcomes if the selected material restricts sourcing or format options. The system has more time to execute, but not more flexibility in what it can execute against. Conversely, an adoption submitted later can still support consistent access if the structure of the material allows for immediate or integrated delivery. In those cases, timing becomes less of a limiting factor because the design of the adoption already supports access through different pathways. Timing matters. It does not determine access on its own. It amplifies or constrains what the adoption has already established. The accumulation problem. No single adoption decision defines the system. Each decision stands on its own, and in isolation, most look reasonable. A faculty member selects a current edition, specifies a format, and submits the adoption. From their perspective, the process is complete. But adoption decisions do not stay isolated. They accumulate. Across a department, a college, and an institution, individual decisions aggregate into the structure students encounter. Sections where materials are available in multiple formats sit alongside sections where competitive sourcing is not possible. Courses with early adoption sit alongside courses where materials are confirmed days before the term begins. Students moving through their programs experience the aggregate, not the individual decision. That aggregate is what the institution's course materials system actually is. Faculty as system actors. Faculty are frequently positioned outside the operational conversation about course materials. The adoption is treated as an academic decision, and everything that follows is treated as an administrative or operational concern. That framing is inaccurate, and it matters because it shapes how institutions address course materials problems. Faculty adoption behavior is one of the most consequential operational variables in the course materials system. When adoptions are submitted on time, in formats that allow for sourcing flexibility, with consideration for how price, availability, and access interact, the system has the conditions it needs to function well. When they are not, the system is constrained before it begins, and no amount of operational execution downstream recovers what was foreclosed at the point of selection. This does not mean responsibility should be shifted onto faculty or that academic freedom is a problem to be managed. It means that improving course material systems requires engaging faculty as partners in system design. The adoption is not the end of faculty involvement in course materials. It is the beginning of a chain of consequences that faculty are uniquely positioned to influence. Institutional implications. Most adoption decisions are made at the course level. Their consequences are felt at the student level. Those consequences include price, format, timing, and whether access is achieved at all. Decision makers that treat adoption as a purely academic decision with no operational dimension are leaving the most consequential lever in the course materials system unaddressed. Every other functional area in the institution manages a piece of the course materials system. The registrar manages enrollment, financial aid manages disbursement timing, and the campus store manages sourcing and inventory. But nobody manages the adoption as a system input. The variable that determines everything else is the one receiving the least institutional attention. The adoption is not an operational gap waiting to be closed. It is a design failure waiting to be recognized, and it has the same solution as every other design failure in this series: deciding what the system is actually accountable for producing. An adoption decision is an academic choice with operational consequences. The institution that treats it as only the first thing will keep producing the second by accident. As always, thanks for checking in, and I'll see you next time.